Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
The statistics about who were the voters who elected the Democratic Congress are now available, and they provide some very interesting sidelights on last November's election. One of the special interest pressure groups that bankrolled the Democratic candidates was college professors. Professors and other educators donated more than $12 million to political candidates in this past election cycle, with 69% of their contributions going to Democratic candidates. That's the report by the Center for Responsive Politics. The University of California led the way, giving 87% of contributions to Democrats, followed by Harvard with 90% of contributions going to Democrats, and the University of Pennsylvania with 94% of contributions benefiting Democrats. Just looking at Senate races, we find that, surprise, surprise, Senator Hillary Clinton received far more contributions than any other candidate, and 5 times the amount given to the next highest recipient. Hillary Clinton really didn't need the money, because she had a virtually uncontested election. But college professors were so enamored of her that they donated nearly $700,000 to her campaign. You've heard a lot about how the United States is roughly divided 50-50 between red and blue states, but it surely is not that way on college and university faculties. One recent survey reports that 72% of college professors identified themselves as liberal, compared with only 17% who call themselves conservative. It's important for students to know before they go to college that diversity does not mean allowing conservatives to speak on campus. Diversity on college campuses does not mean giving fair coverage to the ideas and achievements of Western civilization. And multiculturalism does not mean tolerance and respect for all cultures. It's just another college fad to put down Western civilization.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly has written several articles on the current situation on our college campuses. If you'd like copies, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the College Education Packet. That address again is Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show,
the man who asks, why do we say bye-bye but not hi-hi?
Derry Brownfield!
I don't say hi-hi, I say hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Warren Buffett makes some common sense points, and I got kind of a kick out of his article. He wrote it about a week ago, but he's talking about the banks and how, of course, the banks are in trouble. And I'm not talking about the little bank on the corner of the courthouse square. I'm talking about the biggies. We're talking about Citicorp. And we're talking about the other big multinational or international bankers. Anyway, he says the wolves in the U.S. financial sector are poetic justice for bankers who designed and sold complex investments that have since gone sour. Now, some of those complex investments, let me see if I can find them, but they had to do with all these no money down. Right now, I can't seem to come up with the bunch of them, but they had these no money down, very low interest rates. They did all sorts of shenanigans to get people to show a net worth statement that wasn't accurate, and as a result, now they're in trouble on many of these loans. And he says, Warren Buffett, of course, is one of the richest men in the world. He says the U.S. dollar will continue to slide unless the country can rein in its trade deficit. Still, he says the U.S. economy will do very well over time. He doesn't say how much time. Buffett appeared to see irony in the fact that many of the banks who marketed these complex investments, which now have crashed, are bearing much of the fallout. Now, here's where and he knows a lot more about the finances than I do, but you watch. The banks aren't going to lose anything on this. I will almost assure you, and I'll go into that in a little detail, you and I are going to help bail them out, or else the federal government is, by printing money, but we'll discuss that in a moment. It's sort of like poetic justice, Buffett says, in that the people that brewed this toxic Kool-Aid found themselves drinking a lot of it in the end. Now, no doubt the banks are hurting, but you watch and see how they get out of this deal, just like the savings and loans did back several years ago. Now, this let me see where this appeared. In the San Francisco Chronicle, okay? Higher loan limits will lead to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac bailout. Now, Fannie and Freddie are sort of they call it a quasi, whatever it is, government agency. They're not really government, yet they are sponsored by the government. The government is responsible for Fannie and Freddie, all right? The article goes like this. An economic stimulus bill that will help millions of Americans and has the backing of both President Bush and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi would receive rebates of up to, well, then they talk about this stimulus bill where the government's going to give rebates of up to $600 per individual. Families can get $1,200. Other goodies, including tax write-offs for small businesses, expansion of the child tax credit. And then let's get into Fannie and Freddie here. But Congress is set to rush through an increase in the mortgage loan limit. Now, this was written a week or two ago, and I know last week, but I don't know whether Congress has done anything on this as we speak or not. I don't think so, but they could have. Anyway, they want to increase the mortgage loan limit for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and the Federal Housing Administration insurance from, now, on just on the Federal Housing Insurance. It was, a top limit was $417,000. They want to raise it to $729,000. Now, you know, a lot of us are saying, wait a minute. What kind of a house has money borrowed on it that's worth $729,000? Well, in these loan packages that they made to many people that couldn't afford, a lot of these are what they call high-end structures. In other words, they're fancy homes that cost up towards $1 million, and these people didn't have the $1 million. They just borrowed it, all right? So the Federal Housing Administration topping out at $417,000 wasn't going to be much help to those high-dollar deals, all right? Domestic and international investors hold hundreds of billions of dollars in bad debt because U.S. investment houses sold them junk securities based on often fraudulent mortgages. You see, the banks have sold these mortgages, and in many instances to foreigners, okay? So the banks then would be out of the deal, right? I don't know. Banks and bond rating agencies tried to figure out how to describe Americans with sufficient incomes, little down payment, as great credit risk on loans too big for their incomes. In other words, these bond ratings agencies said, hey, look, these people are going to be all right. I remember very well Bush coming on and talking about how every American ought to be able to own his own home. Well, that's right, but they ought to be able to make an honest living and pay for it. And you can't do that sending all these jobs out of the country. Anyhow, here's what they did. They focused on credit scores, to avoid looking at income and down payments, factors that would restrict the money-making situation. In other words, when you go to buy a house, the bank wants to know how you are financed yourself. In other words, do you have a good job? How long are you going to have that job? How long have you had that job? What does your checking account look like? Okay, junk bond investors will be able to pawn off their bad debts to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac instead of suing the big investment houses for ripping them off. This shift will certainly doom Freddie and Fannie. Now, I hear music. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and our number is 1-800-973-3779.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, Collodial Silver, Olive Leaf Extract, Oregano Oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
And we have returned. Let's go back to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Here's the situation and how some of these agencies got involved in this. Now, as I mentioned a moment ago, when you borrow money, you go to the bank to borrow money, they want to know what kind of a job you have, what your collateral is. I've been asked that so many times, and my comment always was, well, you know, if you loan me more money, I can buy more collateral. But the banks always wanted collateral until this thing came along. And then it's no money down. Hey, it doesn't make any difference. They even went off the deep end here. There were firms that rent assets to people to help them fraudulently qualify for a mortgage. You can rent assets, all right? Now, what do you mean by that? Well, they'd loan people money that they could put in their bank account for a couple months or so, just to fool the lender with documented savings that they have to pay back as soon as the mortgage is signed. The borrower pays an employee to pay him a lot of money in a fake job for a month or two so he can show a fat paycheck to his loan officer. Some real estate agents and mortgage brokers actually refer buyers to some of these services. Hey, we can make it look good. We can borrow you, you know, $25,000-$30,000 to put in your bank account so it looks like you've got money, all right? So it looks like you've got money. Now, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac owned or guaranteed almost 45% of all mortgages in America last year. Business Week said and noted in 2007 that Fannie and Freddie have moved more prominently into low documentation loans, which require little or no proof of borrower's income. Expansion of Fannie and Freddie reckless lending is exactly what Congress wants. That way, teary-eyed lawmakers can take to the airwaves and a year from now and declare, we had no idea Fannie could go under, but we can't cut and run now. We have to bail out Fannie and Freddie. Borrowers who stopped making mortgage payments 7 or more months ago and none has received default notices. In other words, they're living in the house. They haven't made a payment for over 6 months, and they're still living there, okay? 7 months without making a single payment. Will Fannie guarantee those loans because they aren't in formal default yet? In other words, the bank is not closing them out because they want to shift this over to this other agency, all right? The housing market has been nationalized. In August alone, Fannie and Freddie increased their loan portfolios by $62 billion and the Federal Home Loan Bank by $110 billion. In total, $172 billion would come to just over $2 trillion annually, not much less than the entire federal budget. And now it's based upon fraudulent loans in many instances. Now, we'll be back. As I mentioned, our number is 1-800-973-3779.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
And we have returned. Again, the front runners that you watch on television 24 hours a day, you can't turn on a news station that they don't show the front runners. You never hear them talk about these fraudulent loans. In 1980, when interest is going up to 20%, a lot of farmers and ranchers had land, had deeded land, had cattle, had farm equipment, and the Farm Credit Service, so to speak, was foreclosing on them. Now here today, we have people living in houses that have not made a payment for 9 months, and the banks don't say a thing about it because the banks want to pass this off onto this Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac agency, all right? Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, it's a government-sponsored mortgage, and if this all happens, it's not going to survive without some sort of artificial respiration, all right? There'll be demands for a massive bailout of Fannie and Freddie because many banks, insurance companies, 401k plans, the pensions, are holding these mortgage-backed securities. See, if you're in a 401k, you don't know where that money is. You have no idea where that money is. It could be in these fraudulent loan portfolios, okay? So, hey, the government's not going to let this happen. So they'll have to bail out Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, as well as the bankers who have already gotten out of the deal, many of them, by passing these mortgages off. How does the government get the money to bail them out? Well, there's three ways that Uncle Sam can get the money. They can tax, make you and I pay it, or they can borrow it, which is getting more difficult to do because nobody wants to loan the United States government money anymore, or they can print it. Hey, those printing presses can run day and night. They print money just like the liquor manufacturers keep the lights on 24 hours a day. All right? Only massive printing of new money will delay the inevitable collapse. This process will render your current dollar assets holding worth less than they are today. Now, for whatever it's worth, back in the 1980s, when interest had gone to 20%, if you had a dollar then and you kept that dollar, it's only worth about 50 cents today. So in a little over 20 years, it's lost half of its value, all right? So anyhow, it's something to be thinking about here, and it's something to watch, and it's something that you do not hear the front runners talking about at all. When Hillary or Obama gets to be president, what are they going to do with this? What are we going to do with this? Because it's you and I as people out here trying to survive in this economic situation that are going to be on the business end of this entire thing. Now, speaking of business ends, I have an interesting thing here that I had kind of known, but I had never really seen it in print before. When I was a kid, I don't know, I was in either the fifth or sixth grade. I know what part of the school building I was in when I heard this, so I know what grade, about how old I was. I'd been about 10 years old. And a lady, it was at our school, telling us that if you dealt in the stock market, you'd get your fingers burnt. And I didn't quite understand that, but it registered with me. You burn your fingers by dealing in stocks. Well, interestingly enough, if you lived through the Depression, like my grandparents did, there'd be an entire generation, the 17 years from 1930 to 1947, when stocks lost money. So people that lived through that and saw those stocks lose money, they said, if you buy stocks, you'll get your fingers burned, all right? But had you have bought stocks in 1940, those stocks rose over 500% from 1947 to 1965. That was an 18-year period. If you'd have bought back at the time she told me I'd burn my fingers, you know, I'd have had to own them about 25 years. But for a 500% increase, yep, you could have done that, could we not? So folks who invested in the stocks during the 1950s and made that 500% started to believe the opposite of what Grandpa thought. They believed that stocks will always go up. The boom ended with the Tronics mania, the 1960s version of the dot-com stock craze. And for the next generation, from 1965 to 1981, that was 16 years, the Dow Jones Industrial Stock Index gained less than a point. 1964, the Dow was at 874. 1981, the Dow was at 875, but if you take inflation into consideration, hey, it went down, you lost money. Folks who invested in the 70s learned, like Grandpa did, that you could never make money in stocks. You needed real assets like real estate, gold, farmland, all right? Then stocks soared from 1981 to 1999 again. So when everybody had got shook out of the deal, then, hey, the stock market took off. Every 17 years or so, the investing generation switches from hard assets to stocks. Okay, now here, music. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
I'm proud to have the Paragon Foundation as a sponsor of the Derry Brownfield Show. But what is the Paragon Foundation and what do they do? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
This is not a job to us. This is something that we believe in our very hearts and our very souls. And all of us have been involved in these scraps. My family lost everything they had, and there's no way to go back and get that. There's nothing that can ever be done to get my family or all those other families back their property, and I understand that. But the things that we learned right there, we can turn around and keep somebody that's listening today or somebody that will call today, keep them from losing their property. And that's where I think the value in this foundation is.
Join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
You don't have to own or even feed cattle to know there's a serious problem in the cattle industry, and you don't even have to be a cattle person to enjoy this book, Past, Present, and How We Can Survive for the Future in the Beef Cattle Business by Ben Roberts. The book is a journey from the early history of the meat producers, meat packers, and meat markets to the place where we've arrived today. Here's Ben.
There's a lot of pressure out here right now to eliminate packers from owning cattle. You know, I have written about it. I've told people for years and years and years, packers don't want to own cattle to start with. They just want to control what is there to have control of the prices, and that's what they're going to do. So I think a lot of this pricing grid, it's just going to be a smokescreen for them to have control of their inventories.
Ben's insight and solutions are a must-read for meat producers and consumers alike. To order Past, Present, and How We Can Survive for the Future in the Beef Cattle Business, send $12, check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
The American agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more, and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201 or go online at aaminc.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show,
the man who says he's learned that you can't make someone love you. All you can do is stalk them and hope they panic and give in.
Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Now back to this. The way the Dow has operated over the past 100 years, literally, or the stock market, I should say, we see bull markets and then we see the market crashes. And it works in opposite to what happens with real estate and, generally speaking, gold and some of the other hard assets. In 1929, 1960, and 2000, the market fell. Then he says, let me explain. A real bubble needs to get rid of the old fogies. So you can't have a bubble 5 years after a bust. A bubble needs to rotate serious investment professionals out of their jobs. Stocks are down about 15%. Meanwhile, commodity prices are up 46%. Some commodities like oil and gold are up significantly more than that. Now, this article was written several months ago, so I'm sure it's gone. The spread is way wider than that because stocks are down more than 15% at the present time. And as I say, many of the commodities are up over 46%. Sometimes it's good to be in stocks. Sometimes it's not. And he goes on to tell us that we're buying up what worked during the last generational switch. In other words, the last stock market peak was in the late 1960s. A few years after that, gold, coins, and commodities and other assets started to soar. And then he's got this thing broke down from 1970 to 1980, how not much happened. And then again after 81, then the stock market took off again. He says, based on the size of the boom we just went through in stocks and how it captivated everyone, it'll probably take a full 10 years to shake everybody out of believing in stocks and into believing in the big list, in other words, in commodities. When folks finally start believing in gold and other commodities, it'll be time to buy stocks. So anyhow, the thing does move up and down. Do we have time to take Laureen before we get to Beth? Okay, Laureen, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I live in Harvard, Illinois, and I thought I'd let you know what's been happening here. We did sell a duplex, and they took a full mortgage. They had no money down and asked for $5,000 back from us, and they're doing that to a lot of sellers, $8,000 to get back cash at closing. This person got a first and second loan, you know, full mortgage, no money down, like I said. And what they're doing is they're living on this money, you know, that they get back from sellers. You know, they make their payments for so long, and then all of a sudden they're not making payments because they just don't have the money. And so that's what's been happening around here. It's pretty prevalent. Our builder's even giving $8,000 back at closing.
Now, how do you mean giving it back at closing?
Well, this used to be, I think, illegal years ago, but it's like on your closing statement, they get $5,000 back, you know. Like, for instance, the house, they have the house, you know, sold for like $125,000, and then it's $5,000 back at closing, so the poor seller only gets the $120,000, but on paper, it's $125,000.
Really?
Yes. And it's a prevalent thing here. They're doing it all the time. And they don't get, you know, they don't put any money down, and they get a first and second mortgage at closing. Now, that used to be illegal also, because I used to sell real estate between 89 and 95 and in the state of Illinois, and that you couldn't do that back then. You couldn't, you know, you had a tell where your source of money came from, you know, for the down payment, and it couldn't be a gift, it couldn't be any, you know, nothing like that. Now all of a sudden this is just fine, they can do this. So I just thought I'd let you know this, what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, this is part of that exotic program that these bankers have come up with. You know, it was just unbelievable to me to see that, hey, they even will tell people where they could go and rent collateral.
Whoa, wow.
You know, where you can rent money to put in the bank so it looks like you've got a better bank statement than you have and these sort of things. I can't understand on buying an automobile, for example, where they give you a cash rebate, why don't they just knock it off the price of the car? You know, but the whole idea is, hey, people are strapped for cash, and they'll do anything for cash, and they don't worry about how they're going to pay for it.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I think they know, these people know exactly what they're doing. They're getting the money from the seller. They figure, oh, we can use that for maybe the first 5 months of payments, and then nothing. They don't have it anymore. So they just live in the house for probably approximately about a year. We're getting a lot of foreclosures in our subdivision. And they live on it for about a year, you know, just not making any payments. The first 5 months, they probably make payments with the $5,000 they got, right? And then all of a sudden, they're, you know, they have to be let out of the house because they, you know.
What is the job situation there in Harvard, Illinois?
Well, most of the people go into the city of Chicago to work, and because we have a train here that goes straight in there, and they go into the suburbs. A lot of the people live in, you know, work in the suburbs closer in, so they do have some transportation.
Are they employed?
Yes, they're employed somewhere, usually maybe in a factory or healthcare type thing out here. That's, you know, the type of jobs they have. I mean, it's not very many office jobs out here, but the closer in suburbs are, you know, where the office workers are and all that kind of thing.
All right, what do you see in the future? You say there are a lot of homes that are for sale in your area.
Yeah, they are, because this whole thing this is what they had done. They had come in and got a full mortgage, no money down, asked money back from the seller, $5,000 to $8,000. And I don't know. No one's buying any houses. You know, it's, real estate market's flat. So I don't know what's going to happen. It doesn't look good at all.
Well, hey, you having been in the real estate business, you probably have a pretty sharp eye for it. But, hey, listen, you're not alone in Harvard, Illinois. This is happening all over the United States.
I don't know about, you know, I don't know if the sellers are giving back the money at closing or not. But this, in a way, it's almost like a scam. Because the people are, you know, I think they know what they're doing. They think, oh, well, we can live in this house for a year by making the first few months payments with the money we get from the seller.
Okay, well, listen, I appreciate the call. I have in my studio right now Beth, and she's going to tell us about the DVDs and the CDs that we have accumulated over some of these meetings that we have been attending. Beth, would you take it from there? She said she was trying to explain all this to me, and I said, I'm just confused.
No, he's just lazy. He didn't want to talk about it. These were the seminars and the Farmers Forum that we had in December. The Farmers Forum was in Chillicothe, and that had GB and Derry Brownfield and several others. They had a panel, and they had a question and answer time with the audience. It's a set of two. The CD is just slideshows of pictures of things, that snapshots that Jim took. We took Jim Fuku up there, and he took pictures and did video.
But it is on video. I mean, you can see
then
it live.
The video is, well, the CD, yeah. It's a DVD. It's on video. Yes. And then the other is the speakers, all the speakers and even the question forum. And then on the end of that, we put the Australian NAIS DVD that they had up there available. We put it on this. So that's a set of two for $20, and that's from Chillicothe. Then we had the seminar that was the stake meeting, just for fun pretty much, in California, Missouri. And that was in December also, and that had GB and Derry and Ray Cuneo. And that is also a set of two that's got the DVD and the CD of pictures, or the DVD of pictures, the speakers, and then just pictures. And that's $20 also.
And a picture of Beth with a flower in her mouth.
Yeah, there's a picture of me with a flower in my mouth. Flower was too tall. And then we have a set of four that is just the CDs for listening. It's audio only, so you could put these in the car and listen to them as you travel. If you're somebody that travels quite a bit and you don't have time to sit down and look at the pictures and watch the speakers, you can just put these in. $20 each, so that's $60. But if you want all three, we'll just ask for $50 for them. How's
okay.
that?
Okay, and your timing was perfect.
Of course.
We'll be right back.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. Beth came into the studio to tell us about the DVDs. When we have an excellent photographer and video, what do you call somebody that does that? Movie maker? I don't know.
I call him an amateur photographer.
Now, what makes you think he's an amateur?
Well, he's not anymore because we paid him. Once you get money, you're no longer an amateur.
Okay, well, good enough. I was going to say he does a we have hired professionals that don't do as good a job as this guy.
They did
does.
Turn out really well.
They're very, very well done. And GB's thing up at California was a funny deal.
He did a good job.
He did a wonderful job. And we kid Beth about the flower in her mouth, but she's such a tiny little thing that they had a big bouquet of flowers, and it looks like they're... You were peeping through the flowers all of the time. But anyway, people are always calling. I got a call this morning from a fella. He said, "What a great job we do, because you don't hear any of this in financial information, the Federal Reserve stuff. You don't get it anyplace else." He says, "What can we do?" I said, "Look, if you just... Do you subscribe to the Chronicle?" "Well, no, I guess I ought to." I said, "Well, $24.95, you could get a copy of the Chronicle. Every little bit helps."
That's right. That's right.
And on these videos, we have pocket knives and other things that we can, and I don't ever.
The pocket knives promote the Derry Brownfield Show, and on one side they have Happy Trails. They're really nice pocket knives. Derry won't let Jeff and I have one because they cost him too much money. So
But you're too young to play with knives.
Well, that's
anyway.
True. I'd probably get hurt knowing me. But anyway, those are $40, and the CDD, the CDs and the DVDs, they're $20 each unless you want all three sets, and then it's $50. And you send it to the same place, Common Sense, Post Office Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
You had that memorized?
I do.
It took you how many years to memorize
13
it?
Almost.
You've been here 13 years.
Yes,
okay.
Sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
Haven't had a raise for 13 years either, but...
Well, I'm going to get her up. If you'd buy some of our DVDs and our pocket knives, I could get her up to minimum wage.
Well, now somebody also wrote today about the in the mail about the Common Sense Chronicle and said that they can't hear the show anymore, but they keep subscribing. And if you have people in your family or friends that you know used to be listeners to the Derry Brownfield Show and they've either moved or the show is no longer carried in their area, let's get them on with the Common Sense Chronicle so they can keep informed and know what's going on.
Yeah, and we actually, I try not to put too much of what we talk about on the air. If I do, I do it with a different twist.
Yes, you do.
In the Chronicle. So yes, anyway. Sir. All right, Beth, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
I need all the hip I can get. Now, this is kind of interesting, but in New York, now, some time ago we told you about in Texas, several restaurants, stores, but particularly restaurants, were taking Mexican pesos as cash. And now shops in New York have begun accepting euros and other foreign currency as payment for merchandise. And I'll tell you why right after these messages.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In these days and times, money is hard to come by, and so is real news. My monthly newsletter is only $24.95, but I know there are times when that's a lot of money. If you've wanted to subscribe but have hesitated because of the cost, I want to make you an offer. Send me a request for a free sample, and Beth will send you free our most recent month's issue just for your personal review. You know that I'm not politically correct, and the news you'll read in the Common Sense Chronicle you will not read in your local newspaper or here on your national news networks. It's important to keep informed. There is much news to tell. So, no more excuses. Try my monthly newsletter now. We'll send you the most current issue that we do have on hand. Take a free peek at the Common Sense Chronicle by requesting your free issue today. Just send us your name and address for free sample, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
CNN reports gold prices have rallied nearly $300 an ounce since the onset of the credit crunch last summer, with dollar weakness, rising inflation, and safe haven buying proving to be the key drivers for the precious metal. Swiss America and I have told you gold was ready to rocket, and so it has. Now, a growing number of top economists say the United States economy has fallen into recession, which could drive stocks, bonds, real estate, and the dollar much lower. So please, get a hold of some gold right now before the next price surge. But first, get your Gold 101 DVD and the Derry CD by calling Swiss America at 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. 2008 is not too late, but please don't wait. Experts see gold rising another 20% or more. So call now, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. Now, we find stores, particularly restaurants, but also other types of merchandise, can be sold and purchased with foreign currency. As I mentioned before, in Texas, a lot of Mexicans come across carrying Mexican pesos, and restaurants and in the barter towns are willing to take pesos. No problem there. Now, some shops in New York have begun accepting euros. We've decided that money is money, and we'll take it, and just to do the exchange, whatever we can with our bank.
Anyway, the increasingly weak U.S. dollar, and that dollar is going to be much more increasingly weaker if they take and print enough money to bail out Fannie Mae and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Yes, it's going to take a gob and a bunch of money to get those banks back into a economic situation where they will not be going under, so to speak, where they will not have to take bankruptcy. And if they don't bail them out, I say they, the federal government, and the only way the government has of doing that is printing more money, this money is going to be worth less and less and less. Anyway, this they say in New York, money's money. They don't care whether it's a euro or what. The increasingly weak U.S. dollar has brought waves of European tourists to New York with money to take advantage of the favorable exchange rates. And, you know, no more than I've traveled, that's one of the very first things you have to do when you get in a foreign country. You have to go cash in your money and trade it for the local money. And usually it's pretty expensive to do that. In other words, the money dealers, they get a nice percentage for changing it. Anyway, we didn't realize we would take so much in, and there were so many people traveling and having euros. So many towns on the Canadian border have long accepted Canadian currency. Some stores in the Texas-Mexico border take pesos. But foreign money in Manhattan is unheard of, at least until recently. Anyway, Billy Leroy of Billy's Antiques and Props says he doesn't even bother to exchange them. He says, I'm happy if I take in 200 euros because I just keep them, so when I go back to Paris, I don't have to go through the nightmare of going to an exchange place. But with our money worth so little as compared to these other foreign currencies, you can see why the foreigners are coming over here and getting what they consider a cheap vacation. Now, when you go to the United Kingdom, it's going to be a little different story. If you drive your own automobile, or if you do your own driving, I should say, they have digital speed cameras now that capture drivers smoking and eating at the wheel. And drivers can face fines, bans, and even jail for infringements such as driving without a seatbelt, using a handheld mobile phone, and overcrossing the double white lines. The high-tech DVD cameras, which have instant playback, are used to provide photographic evidence against those eating sandwiches or rolling up cigarettes while at the wheel. These are now considered serious offenses. It's all to raise revenue by law-abiding drivers, increasing the number of fines against these law-abiding drivers. Motorists now face 2 years in jail if their actions are considered to have been a factor in dangerous driving. Now, again, this is happening in the United Kingdom, but get ready. What happens over there usually follows over here in very like manner. And it doesn't take very long. The device is made and sold by Teletraffic UK, and they have a backlog of devices to sell. They say all of England, Wales, and Scotland wants these devices. And now, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.